since Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, human clothes have taken different patterns and shapes according to the changing climate and civilization. Even there is a mention of needle in the sayings of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, the type of needle with an eye normally used for sewing. The Holy Quran has also mentioned clothes at several places. Would Hazur most kindly advise us the difference between Islamic clothes and non-Islamic clothes?
First of all, tell me whether you are wearing Islamic clothes or non-Islamic clothes.
According to my thinking, I am wearing Islamic clothes, Hazur.
So what is the difference then?
The difference, Hazur, we are living in a Western society.
Yes.
And we see so many sorts of clothes and which are worn.
No, I mean the British also wear the same clothes.
No.
Do they wear Islamic clothes?
Not all British wear the same clothes, Hazur.
No?
No.
Most of them do?
Most of them do, Hazur.
So most of them wear Islamic clothes?
If they are hit right like this, like all the hidden parts and all this. Yes.
All right, I have got your question, I'll answer that. You see, Islam does not describe any special design of clothing or any special item of clothing to be declared as Islamic clothes. Islamic clothing has already been discussed in the Holy Quran. And the Holy Quran has answered it in principle. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. This is the verdict of the Holy Quran for all times to come. The Quran knows only one cloth and one clothing, and that is taqwa. So every dress belonging to every nation, if it has the element of taqwa about it, and it has, if it has no satanic attribute or any satanic intention with which the clothing is prepared, then that clothing or that dress, I should say, not clothes, that dress should be declared as Islamic. And Bashir Riyaz Sahab well understood the meaning, I think. He only posed this question for the sake of enlightenment of the youth here. Because when I asked him if the dress he was wearing was Islamic, he nodded in affirmative and said, yes, it is Islamic. That means he fully understood the meaning of Islamic concept of clothing. That is, if your dress covers you up in a manner that you do not expose yourself shamelessly in any way or to unduly attract attention which may lead to crime or sinful thinking, that address is Islamic. Sometimes even that address is un-Islamic, which is worn especially to show off not the parts of the body but the dress itself. So any dress which is against humility, that also becomes un-Islamic. So sometimes the dress is worn in excess of the needed dress. So there is no question of exposing any of your parts. Yet that dress becomes un-Islamic. For instance, Hazrat Rasulullah Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam strongly disapproved of those Arabs who used to wear two long shirts which was dragged behind them. So Ahadullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disproved of that, and that is why some mullahs who do not understand the essence of this teaching, whenever they find somebody with shalwar or pants, etc., which cover their ankles, they show very strong reaction against it. And they call this is un-Islamic. So what is un-Islamic is a is exhibitionism. You know, show of grandeur and your greatness. In those days, to wear longer dresses in a poor country like Arabia was in those days, was a show of wealth and grandeur and greatness. So that becomes un-Islamic. So any feature which of clothing or any style of clothing which is against the principal Islamic teachings becomes un-Islamic. So there is so much to it that it cannot be all described in one single address. Thank you.
JazakAllah, Hazur. Thank you.